number.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrop. Emergency responders quickly arrived at the Dow Chemical facility late yesterday in Freeport after a massive fire broke out. Nearby people reported hearing what sounded to be an explosion. According to Dow Texas Operations, the blaze began in Plant B. Officials said that they contained the fire within the facility block and all employees were accounted for. No injuries have been reported. No shelter-in-place orders were ever given yesterday. This was one of two plant fires yesterday. An explosion was also heard at the One Oak facility in Mont Bellevue. Three people were injured there. A section of the westbound I-10, also known as the Katy Freeway, will be reduced to two lanes beginning later this month. Kyle McLennigan says the lane closures are expected to last into next year as TxDOT continues work on an over $400 million project.
TxDOT announced Monday that a stretch of I-10 from I-45 north to Houston Avenue will be limited to two lanes beginning Friday, October 24th. The lane closures are part of the $407 million I-10 White Oaks Bayou Elevation Project, which is designed to reduce flood risk. According to TxDOT, the White Oaks Bayou section of I-10 has been inundated by floodwaters 10 times since March 1992. TxDOT said the lanes are not expected to reopen until mid-2026. The project will also include relocating the often-struck Houston Avenue Bridge to under I-10 once the interstate is elevated, although demolition of the current bridge is not set to begin until 2027. I'm Kyle McLennigan, News 88.7.
A woman is in the hospital this morning after getting hit while on her motorcycle by a Harris County deputy. That deputy was chasing a carjacking suspect through multiple parts of Houston for about 45 minutes. The collision with the motorcyclist occurred near Aldine Bender, according to multiple outlets in the Hardy Toll Road. The woman was stable at the hospital. Deputies eventually caught the carjacking suspect near Sunnyside after he crashed the vehicle. As the World Cup approaches, Houston is slammed with an ugly moniker. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
Houston is the sex trafficking capital of the United States. And now that the World Cup is right here in the horizon, this issue is about to explode.
Ivan Sanchez is an organizer and advocate to stop sex trafficking.
If we don't do anything, these numbers are going to significantly increase during the World Cup.
During a Monday press conference, Sanchez and others, including former victims of sex trafficking, spoke out about the need for intervention by law enforcement and state government to rein in the problem of sex trafficking. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
And while the Astros season may have concluded, the Houston Rockets NBA season is about to begin. They are projected to be one of the better teams this year. The Rockets opened up preseason last night with a 122-113 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. The regular season begins 2 weeks from today in Oklahoma City for the Rockets. 75 degrees right now on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.